you were speaking earlier about the Caribbean, you know, the groovy type of, you know, reggae and whatnot in the steel pan. Quitter has a lot of that, like, just really cool and charismatic, like, storytelling and, like, you know, the islandy feel. How was that song written? What was the inspiration behind it? How did it all come together for you?
That's a good question. I love talking about the process. Quitter, it started with lyrics, that one. I just had a kind of almost like a poem, like just, you know, lyrics about sort of my experience at the time. You know, like I wasn't really sure, honestly, like what to do. Like, should I, you know, should I pursue my music? Should I like stay a safer route? Should I, you know, do what I think is safe or what everybody else wants me to do? Should I kind of follow my heart? And that's sort of what Quitter is about for me. It's kind of about, you know, deciding to just follow your own dreams. And it's kind of got, you know, some sad lyrics, but when I got together with the other musicians involved in it, like John Adair and Chris Carmont, they brought like a more upbeat element to it. Like once the instrument started, it was kind of like I was talking about like that Kings of Leon effect. Like once more instruments were in, it totally changed the vibe, and it was great because it's like it made it sort of a happy song, and that was, you know, just a really nice sort of surprise for me.